This is the Walking Leader Podcast, and this is episode 173. Hello, this is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 173. The Walking Leader Podcast serves as an audio tool for leaders and future leaders to sharpen their skills and hone their craft. As your host, I am David Guerra, United States Army Infantry Veteran, MBA, and author. I am here to help you every step of the way. So without delay, let's get started.
Talk about lessons in leadership, and today it's about leaders talking less and listening more. Talking less and listening more. And to so many people, just saying that, you know, can you just listen to me and not talk so much? It's like asking the impossible. It's like asking them, well, you know, they're asking them to pull, like pulling teeth, you know? It's like, what, you want to go to the dentist? No. Okay, well, that's kind of what it is. And it seems that recently all people seem to do is just talk more and listen less. A lot more talking is going on than there is listening. A lot more demanding, less asking, less paying attention, less listening to what they themselves are saying. And if they stop for a moment to just listen to what they themselves are saying, what they've said in the past, what they've done in the past, what they bring forward in a relationship, any kind of relationship, personal, business, whatever, it doesn't matter. But when they stop to listen to themselves and they understand that, hey, wait a minute. Oh, maybe I did mess up. Maybe something is wrong here. But a lot of people fail to do that because they have this sense of entitlement. They have this sense of, well, it's an expectation. Don't worry about my past. Worry about your past. And that's true. That's true. I get that. But when your past and my past are had a shared common point or two or three or whatever, and the way it all ended wasn't right. So, hey, look at things that way. And going forward, can you build on it? It depends. However, if the behavior doesn't change, then how does it go forward? But again, I digress. So some people just cannot help themselves, and they prove that old adage by Mark Twain, and I quote, "It is better to keep one's mouth shut and be thought a fool than to open it and remove all doubt." And that's what happens when you talk more and listen less, because you're not listening, you're not learning, you're not understanding, you're not growing. And if all you do is communicate. Now, I understand. I'm a vlogger. I vlog. I do this video show every day. I talk. But at the same time, I'm not just spouting something off. I am doing my research. I am listening to people. I'm conversing with them. I bring experiences from life. I bring experiences that I've encountered and others have shared with me. And I kind of roll that all into forming knowledge and wisdom. That's how it happens, folks. You're not just granted, oh, you've reached this certain point in your life. You've reached this certain age. You've reached this certain position in the family. And magically, you're bestowed with all this knowledge and wisdom. Usually, that's not the case, especially if you haven't lived, especially if you haven't done anything and you're just sitting around resting on your laurels. Well, guess what? Time to get up and get up off your ass and get to work. Because that's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we connect. So people must learn. People learn more by listening. Remember in school, we were in school and people learn. Kids, I'm going to teach all this stuff. 2 + 2 = 4. The isosceles triangle, the right triangle, you know, Newton's third law of motion. Do you know what that is? That's right. Did you listen? Because if you did, you'd know what it was. Anyway, that's how we learn. We learn by listening. And people learn less by not letting other people speak. We learn less by not letting others speak. People learn less because they don't follow the fifth habit of the 7 habits of highly effective people, and that is seek first to understand and then be understood. So listen to people talk. Listen to what they've got to say completely and understand them. Because once you understand them, you get to feel good around them. That's my thing. I like that. I really do. And I say it. I don't say it all the time, but I say it. You know, once you get to know me, once you understand me, then you'll feel good around me. But if you choose not to understand me, oh, well, I've known him for the first something years of his life. Well, you know what? What about the other years of his life? Do you know me now? And I take this, speaking of knowing people, You know, the one person you should always know is your doctor, and your doctor should know you. However, the chief complaint from patients regarding their doctors, and this is proven, it's scientifically, medically, not medically, scientifically proven. There's been surveys, there's been observations done. That's right, that doctors do not listen to their patients. On average, this is between 18 to 23 seconds of the patient talking that the doctors interrupt. They cut right in. They get bored. They don't want to hear it. They know more than you. They went to medical school. They'll tell you how you're feeling. And I see that. I see that how that also spills out into other individuals that are not in the medical profession. It spills out. And I get it. And I understand it. But it's also nonsense. You know, because if you're a patient and you've got this chronic pain and it's over here on your right, left side, and it's in your abdomen, upper abdomen, just below your rib cage, something really, truly doesn't feel right there. And you're explaining and you're starting to, well, I was over here. I was doing this. Excuse me. I was doing this. I was doing that. And all of a sudden it hurts. And before you even get to the point, your doctor's already interrupting you. How is that enough time to get to the heart of the medical issue, of the complaint? They're not listening. And it throws the patient off. They don't get back to it. Kids say it to their parents all the time. Mom, Dad, you never listen to me. Well, for one, usually the kid is about to, like, you know, jump off the roof of the house and onto, you know, the concrete. And, you know, no. That's the situation calls for it. I get that. But again, there's some truth behind it, folks. There's truth to everything I just said. The doctors need to listen more. Patients need to express themselves quicker. Obviously, they've got to fight a losing battle with the 18 to 23 seconds. And of course, you know, I'm going to be the first one to admit it. So before anybody decides to take a cheap shot and make themselves feel better, you know, I've been guilty of not listening. Yeah, seriously, I have been guilty of not listening. I don't understand how I've done that. I don't get it. And I can point the fingers. I can point fingers, and it's just easy for me to point fingers, but you know what? That's not the right thing to do. The only fingers I need to point at is at myself, because you know what? I know better. I knew better. But because I know better, because I knew better then and I know better now, I'm working on improving that. I'm working on actively becoming a better listener. Now, there's sometimes that it's like, you know, I just don't want to hear it. Sometimes it's like, yeah, I've heard this before, or it's like, whatever. But sometimes, you know, the repetitiveness just gets old. It gets tired. It gets beyond unbearable. So what I'm getting at is that we have to work at being better listeners, even if we don't like hearing what is being repeated at every interaction. It's the same thing over and over and over again. You know, if you say, "Oh, I stubbed my toe," they'll quickly tell you they broke their foot. You know, that gets frustrating, because it happens all the time, and that's nonsense. There's no growth there, because again, the other individual is not listening. It's a one-sided conversation at that point, and you're on the losing end of it. But you know what? As a leader, you have to suck it up. You have to drive on. You have to step up. You just have to let them do it until it gets to the point that, you know, you decide that the better thing, that because it's not progressing, the relationship's not progressing, the relationship's not growing, then guess what you have to do? That's right. You have to cut the cord. You have to cut the cord. We have to consciously work at it. It is a soft skill. It's a soft skill we have to master. It's a soft skill that we may never master, but it's a soft skill that's going to give you those instant, automatic, quick results, especially in a world where we, you know, we want that quick return on our investment. So definitely work on active listening. And yes, intentional listening and listening more will elevate your trust level with those around you, because you're paying attention to them. You make them feel valued. They understand you. Now, when I said about cutting the cord earlier, it's ensuring that that they understand it's for a reason. Something happened. You're not going to invest any more time in it. You're not going to do any more with that, because it's not growing. It's not growing. And if it's not growing because there's too much one-sidedness, not enough double-sided, then, you know, or two-sided or two-way communication, something's got to give. And listening more definitely means you understand more. And by understanding more, you're connecting at a deeper level. And connection at any level is what it's about. But a good, deep, solid connection with you, your friends, your family, your coworkers, your peers, your superiors, your subordinates, makes you a better leader. Makes you a better leader. And that's what you want to be. That's what we all want to be. And connection's all about that. I'm going to tell you a quick little story. Back in the day, back when I was in the military, back when I was assigned to the United States Army Berlin Brigade, our brigade commander, Brigadier General Thomas L. Griffin, went out of his way to connect with his troops. He went out of his way to connect with his troops. Meanwhile, my squad leader, platoon sergeant, who became my platoon sergeant later, it was a different story. He couldn't stand me. One, because of the color of my skin. Two, where I was from. And three, you know, he just felt he was superior because of the color of his skin. But you know what? I didn't let that get to me. That didn't get to me. We were there for a reason. I was there for a reason. He didn't win me. He didn't win me over. He didn't get the best of me either. I'm more than sure he wanted to try several times, but he didn't. And folks, because we listen, we understand. I knew what to do. I knew what to say. I knew how to work with him, just like I learned how to work with everybody around us. But again, same thing with that Brigadier General. He went out of his way to even get to know the lowliest private. He went out of his way and he connected. So it could be a two-sided conversation. It could be a one-sided conversation, but you have got to do what you've got to do. Listen, listen more, talk less.
You have been listening to episode 173 of the Walking Leader podcast. I do invite you to contact me by email at davedavegera.com, dave@davegera.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, my name, all one word. Or you can follow me on Instagram, dave_Guerra. That's at instagram.com/Dave. And then the underscore is connecting my first name and last name, dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, like, and subscribe and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. Again, I thank you for listening to episode 173. Join me next time for episode 174, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle. Because today, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.